You ever had a conversation with somebody who you're trying to instruct, trying to tell them how to do something, and you know they're saying yes, but you know they're not really listening. I mean, they're going, And you go like, so you know how to do it? What? And then they kind of explain, no, and then you have to explain it again, and then they, it's somewhere along the line, they go, what do you want me to do? And go like, okay, just listen first. Do you ever get that sense? It's very frustrating. And sometimes that's us, right? Let's face it. Like somebody else is trying to explain something to us and we're going, So you do that now? Do what? We weren't really listening, the hard part. The cornerstone of obedience is inferred active listening. If we do not first actively listen to what we're being told, there is just no way we can obey what needs to happen. Today, these readings are all about obedience. There are two forms of obedience. First one we hear is this great King David who wants to build a massive shrine to the Lord. He wants to do something good. And at first the prophet says, okay, that's great, good idea. And then the prophet goes back, sleeps on, comes back and says, no, the Lord says, no. And David had to listen to the Lord's no. And that ironically ushered in a new era of where we are called to listen. The Israelites were called to listen to God in their hearts. And of course, that's the bookend of this was to what we see in today's gospel is now Our Lady, Mary listens to Jesus, or listens to this angel, announcing that Jesus will be born. And she had to say yes. But she had to attentively listen first. She couldn't just say yes without listening, because in her active listening, she was able to say, what's exactly happening now? But I'm not, how could I be pregnant? I haven't had any relationship with a man yet. She goes, no, you will be, and it will be God. And so she says, yes. This is the shortest possible week of fourth week of Advent. It's basically 24 hours is the shortest week we could have. And in fact, most of us will start celebrating Christmas later this afternoon. The challenge for us is that in our active waiting, we're so anticipating Christmas and all that goes with Christmas. I wonder if we don't get distracted and we don't actively listen to what God wants of us. Sometimes that is a no, like David, a no to our plans. And sometimes it's a yes. We have to, the only way we can know is if we actively listen to how God is working in our lives. It is not an easy task because there is so much that distracts us. So much, especially in this last couple of hours. Who among us has still got something yet to do for tonight or tomorrow? We're going to run out and do it and we get so consumed with all the stuff of Christmas. My greatest fear is that Christmas comes and goes and we forget it's about the Christ child born among us. And that ultimate powerful message that Christ, the Son of God, became a little baby infant, vulnerable, defenseless, just like you or I. And why did he choose to do that? He could have come, lorded on clouds from heaven as a majesty, great and king, but he did not. He chose to become a simple baby boy. And even more so than any of us, none of us were born in that sense of poverty. He was born in extreme poverty in a stable with nobody around to tend to him except but his mother and his father who were now immigrants, refugees from their land. And in this obscurity, in this boat, there's great sense of humility. And that's the message of God. The humble obedience to God. That Christ came so we would know that, that God loves us so much that he became one of us. And that by doing so, he sanctified and made holy every human life. Every human life. And so for this last 24 hours, maybe even less, can we listen attentively to what God is asking of you or I? How is God asking us to pass on that love that he first gave to us to others? It is always going to be in humility and maybe in a certain amount of obscurity and maybe even to a certain amount of poverty that we are called to. But in all things, we are called to listen attentively and then listen to what God is asking of you or I. It will always bring us back to Jesus. Some way, shape, or form, we are called to be his hands and his feet in this world. For this last 24 hours, before we celebrate Christ, can we at least ponder the message of what is God asking of me this day?